right, baby, tell me what's the word. Wayne Pond is back this morning, and we're glad to have him. Wayne, how are you?
Hey, Ron, Nikki, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Back from a little break here. Hey,
welcome
guys,
back.
Word of the daytime.
You sound good, by the way. You sound like the allergies aren't giving you any problems this morning.
Ron, you're right. I'm having a momentary a bit of health. I swear, the allergies this time around, they've been rough on the old boy.
Yeah.
But thanks for asking. Hey, listen, we're going to do a term of the day, not a word of the day. Nikki, what do you think it means to paint your nose?
I don't know, to be a clown?
Yeah, really.
Well, you're close. That's what I would have guessed. I mean, in, you know, more or less current parlance. According to the wordsmith, painting your nose in the Wild West meant getting drunk, you know, going after the old Jack Daniels. So
really?
Paint your nose. Yeah, really, truly, that's what the wordsmith says.
I never heard that before.
No, me either. So that makes two and a half of us. Nikki, are you on board or off board?
I've never heard it either, obviously.
Yeah, so that makes three of us. Painting your nose, getting drunk, there is your phrase of the day.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that belongs to, there's a professor at Carolina named Connie Ebley who used to keep track of college slang.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sort of thing that I suppose would appeal to Professor Ebley. Painting your nose, getting drunk.
Wow.
So on that happy note, I'm back in town and glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Hey, we're glad to have you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.